Here's a puzzle. Light is already inside glass, and it hits the boundary with water. Does it bend toward the normal or away from it? Let's find out exactly what happens and why. Refraction happens because light changes speed at a boundary. The index of refraction n tells us how much slower light moves in a medium compared to vacuum. Glass is denser optically than water, so n glass is bigger than n water. Snell's law connects the two angles. n1 times sine theta 1 equals n2 times sine theta 2. The angles are always measured from the normal, the imaginary line perpendicular to the boundary. Let me draw the setup. Here is the glass on top and water below. The dashed line is the normal. Our light ray hits the boundary at an angle of incidence of 40 degrees inside the glass. Now I add the refracted ray. Because light is going from glass into water, from higher n to lower n, the ray bends away from the normal. The angle in water is bigger than 40 degrees. Let's calculate theta 2. We plug in 150 times sine of 40 degrees equals 1.33 times sine theta 2. Sine of 40 degrees is about 0.643, so sine theta 2 equals 150 over 1.33 times 0.643, which gives us 0.725. There it is. The refracted angle is about 46.5 degrees. Light entering water from glass bends away from the normal, just as we predicted. The answer makes sense because 46.5 is greater than 40. Now here's a common trap. Students often measure the angle from the surface itself, not the normal. That gives totally the wrong answer. Always draw the normal first and measure from that, not from the boundary line. Let's also check what Snell's law says at the extremes. If the angle of incidence is zero, straight on, sine of zero is zero, so theta 2 is also zero. The ray goes straight through with no bending. That's exactly what we'd expect. One more fascinating consequence. If the light were going the other direction, from water into glass, n increases, so the ray would bend toward the normal. And if n were equal on both sides, there'd be no bending at all. Snell's law handles all of it in one elegant equation.